And we're back with Nito and Friends mukbang because you know you were munching right now, but
nice.
Michael, what are you eating?
Carpet.
Nate, what are you eating?
Honey buns.
Paul.
M&M's.
Carlos.
I'm above eating. I've decided eating is gauche. So
he became a sen to one. <menu. laughs> Oh, you got a fucking call, bro.
Uh-oh.
I'm a professional.
I don't know if my wife listened to that part where I said carpet. She's going to be like, that's a lie. Right? Follow your lead. I should have said Bush. Mm-hmm.
All right. Start us off. Sorry.
All right. So, as we last left off, you had a bit of a problem with a gas trap. It filled a Ragnar's lion set off a gas trap that hurt it and this Darby. And despite some initial prayers, Ragnar's god Maliki managed to come through with a miracle and disperse it. So now that area is not as blocked off to you, and you don't have to risk your lives as much to go through it. So you're now back in that room that you were in before. The one with the puddle. The one with nothing else but this puddle inside. And, of course, there's the door that led you guys in that you had some difficulties with. That was at a little over 10 feet away from the stairs.
Open doors on one and two.
Yeah.
So I could open the door.
You could. No, you rolled a four when you did that, remember? Oh, okay. Didn't roll a one or a two when you did it.
Okay.
So what will you do now?
All right, so you guys want to go check out that door behind us that your lion went?
Yeah. Right, okay. I'm going to go kick it in.
All right.
You got to open that first door.
It closed again.
It closed again? Do you guys have like
I'm
a spike?
I'm going to put a stick.
You got to open it first.
Let me open it.
All right. D6. D6.
I pick up my spear on the way.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. 4.
Out of 6.
What's your strength again?
11.
It's holding still. This door is pretty budgy. Ask these guys about how bad it was.
I'll give it a try. I'll hit the handle again. All right? Ready? Hold it's on. A D6,
before,
right?
Before he rolls, I want to put a little oil on the...
You got oil on you?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I want to put a little oil on
Okay, okay. This. Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Over.
3. What's yours again? You have a 16 strength?
15.
How do you kick? Do you just kick it or do you try to work the handle? Like do you just
kick the handle like I did the last time. I'm making it.
It holds still again.
What?
Why don't you try to work the handle?
And as anyone else want to try to kick the door?
Fuck it. Let me try to roll a one or a two.
Okay.
Go ahead.
1.
You guys loosened it up for now.
There you go. Okay.
And as you guys enter the door, as you guys go through the door and continue forward, roll me a D6 for your group.
As he opens the door, I take one of these spears.
Okay.
Wait, you guys are not going to unhinge the door, put a spike on it?
I didn't sell my spears. I had spears on me.
Okay.
I'm going to take one.
Mm-hmm.
What's the door open with it?
Okay. You're just going to prop it open? Okay, cool. As you do that, one of you guys roll me a D6 real quick.
I got a 1.
Okay, that's for your group. You guys step through the door and are immediately surprised.
By what?
By one giant beetle in front of you.
Oh.
That's a thick shell.
Dude, no.
And who is in front?
I guess I'm the one who opened the door. It's either
who opened
me
the door?
I am because I'm opening the door.
Okay.
It scuttles towards you and tries to strike you, but misses.
Ragnar?
Ragnar.
Okay.
Mm. Can we tame it?
I don't know. Right. So, what do you, so roll me.
I want to fucking tame a beetle. What the fuck?
First off, we're in it now. So go ahead, roll me. One of you guys roll your group's initiative.
I got it.
That's six.
I got animal handling. Remember? All
right, go.
Okay, you don't. But go ahead. You can try animal handle.
Three.
It's a different game. Three.
That's right. I don't.
Three. All right. Three. The beetle goes in for another attack on you, and it hit, and it rolls, and that 20. So, you're going to take one damage. It strikes you with its like with its little sharp legs at you and goes, you know, at you. So,
okay.
How big is this beetle? I'm curious.
It's pretty big.
As in,
it
like,
should be big enough to fit in the hallway because we're in the hall right now.
It's half Ragnar's size.
Oh,
it's a giant beetle. It's a
pretty big beetle.
All right. What do you guys do on your turn?
All right,
who goes first?
I want to get on top of it and tackle it.
Roll for
you, tackle
you're,
and
you're
get
gonna,
on top
you're gonna
of it.
You're gonna run over. You're gonna
yeah.
Run
I
want to
get on top of it.
Roll me an attack.
D20, right?
Yes, sir.
Please. Stop it.
20.
Roll me your. Now you said you're tackling this. You're tackling this, right?
Yeah, I'm tackling him. I'm trying to see if I can tame it or not.
Okay. You jump right on top of that beetle and begin to like try to like wrestle with it. You see Sivich just like kind of like fucking I don't know. You see him awkwardly
so
manhandling.
Runs past me.
Yes, he like he almost like jumps over you practically. He's just like like body slam like it's WWE, and he's just like trying to get a hold on this beetle, and you hold the beetle tight.
Oh,
all right. Who else is doing what?
Really want to tame it,
dude? We could try. If it doesn't work out, we're gonna have to kill it so we can get some shield out of it.
I got a sling,
so the thing can't move.
He's got it. He's got it down.
Got it in the headlock.
So would I be able to just put my spear at the tip of its neck and just push it through?
If it has a neck, yes.
Or in between, let's say not. At the
you just
want to
straight
neck.
Up
let's
attack
say
it
in between. Between the shell and just push it through since it's not moving, it can't.
Yeah, you could try.
It can't defend itself.
You could try. You have to just make that attack roll.
But you want to try to catch it?
Yeah.
So what I'm gonna do instead of doing that is I'm gonna take a piece of this cooked rat meat.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I forgot he had
okay.
that.
Okay. All right. Cooked rat meat. Wrestle around the group around the table. What's everyone else doing? Well, with this shenanigans is going on.
I'm gonna climb the wall so it can't attack me.
In that room that you were in before?
I'm going to hit it with a sling.
Bro, you're going to knock it out? We're trying to catch it. Or you can knock it out or try it. You're probably going to hit me. Who knows?
I know what I'm doing.
I'm on.
Playing Pokemon.
I know what I'm doing. Hey, I have rope, and I want to tie it up.
Like lasso it up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Move? You could grab it by the legs and Okay.
Mm. Okay. Go, you roll... Roll into dog pile with Sivich.
Okay.
Because you guys gotta get this thing like it's still squirming around. You're like it's okay. Rodeo right now. It's okay. Rodeo time.
What dice?
D20.
D20. All right.
You got this. We gotta lasso him up.
What do you got?
Three.
you try to lasso him up and like you just kind of like. Throw it over Sivich. It goes over on top of him, but it doesn't tangle him up.
Okay.
But you miss. What? Who else is doing what?
I got a hammer.
Okay.
Do I club it?
Do you want to?
Yeah, let me hit
go,
it.
Go. Okay.
Head. It's there. Make sure you don't kill it, though.
Let me hit it in the head.
Make sure you knock it out, but don't kill it.
Ragnar, you're leaving food as you put food down.
I don't. No, I'm not gonna put food down.
Okay.
I'm going to put my hand up in the face of this monster.
Mm-hmm.
All the while praying to Maliki.
Okay, you're praying to Maliki again.
Oh, my God, because...
Okay.
With a piece of rat meat. Like, let's say, like, the leg, so I can just hand it off.
Okay.
And then I go to place my hand on his head and feed it the thing to calm it.
Okay.
I go to calm it and feed it.
Okay, you do that while it's being wrestled by your man in plate armor.
Wrestling
and
it.
Yeah, so in the midst of wrestling, they try to you're trying to calm it down. Miss Darby and Nuke, what are you guys doing while while these guys are wrestling this giant beetle?
Fucking Ash Ketchum came in here.
Enjoying the show.
Okay. Miss Darby, are you going to actually go for the club here, or are you going to try to like beat up this beetle while your friends are trying to like wrestle it and like maybe tame it?
The hammer says 1d6.
That's how much it does.
One damage for six?
You roll a d6 to do damage with it, so you still have to hit it.
Let me club it with the hammer.
All right, roll me a d20 first to see if you hit it.
I know, right?
I got a 13. On the 20.
You run over to this beetle, and you try to club it, and... Roll me a d6 real quick. Like, roll me... Actually, no. You almost hit Sivich with your hammer. And now it is the... Now, let's roll initiative again. What do you got? Someone roll for your
four.
Team.
Four.
That's good.
You try to pray to Maliki to help you guide to tame the beetle. And the beetle ain't having it. You don't hear Maliki's response at all, but and the beetle begins to... It tries to throw you off, but you're holding it down tight, Sivich. Now it's your guys' turn.
What are you guys doing? I'm still trying to hold them down, so are you going to try to...
I'm going
to
grab my rope.
All right.
Lasso this beast.
And then I'll go for the lasso.
Okay.
What do I roll?
Just a d20. See if you lasso it.
God damn it, three.
Okay, that one actually lands on top of Sivich, and you're starting to get entangled in that rope.
Okay.
You're really all holding right. on, dude.
Nuke, Nazdarby, Bartholomew, how do you guys contribute to this round?
You can do it. Emotional support.
Exactly.
You guys are doing fantastic. Okay,
quick question. Mm-hmm. With what the do we rope do? That I'm entangled with, can I roll so I can, like
next turn, you can.
Okay, so I can put it in there.
Okay,
all right. I take my rope, and I run into Ceviche, and I tackle the bug with him.
Roll a d20.
He's calling you Ceviche now too.
Eleven.
You try to dogpile and you bounce off of Ceviche's off of Ceviche's armor and you like land on your ass next to the bug. You guys are looking like clowns right now,
dude.
Ragnar, what are you doing? Oh, you try to entangle him. This is Darby. What are you doing?
Fuck. Can I say a joke?
Yeah.
I want to throw money action. At it.
What?
I want to throw gold at it.
You're welcome to.
I'm not gonna though. I thought it was funny though when I thought it.
Okay.
Just throw a piece of copper.
I got a sling, dude. Can I just try to hit it with my... Or should I go with the hammer?
Gentlemen? Whatever you want to do.
Let me go with the sling.
Okay.
I swear if it hits one of us, dude.
Roll me a d6. Roll me your d20.
My sling is 1 of 4.
Yeah, that's your damage, but just roll... It's a d20 to hit first.
A 20 or a 6? Yeah,
a d20 to hit first. See if you hit.
I got 8. Out of
20. Man, those goblin skeletons weren't shit.
Yeah, I know, right?
Bartholomew, you see a sling bullet whiz past your head. It almost hits you. It whizzes past your elven ears. As you see Nazdarby trying to like use his sling to knock this thing out. Nuke, what are you doing?
We look like pranksters.
Continue to you're watching all you're watching your brave adventuring friends try to tame a
big beetle. Hey, don't you have a sleeping beetle. Spell? Why don't you just fucking put it to sleep?
What would that do?
I don't know.
We could easily just kill the thing and put it to sleep.
But forever. We could tame it so it could ram through doors. Oh, don't you want a fucking beetle that could ram through doors?
How is putting it to sleep going to tame it?
We could tie it up when it's asleep with the rope.
The sleep.
We're doing it right now.
Do you want to eat the beetle meat?
No, I do not want to eat the beetle meat.
Plus, I heard it was
sleep is an AoE spell, okay?
Oh yeah.
You only have one spell a day. You have
to save against
you
want, that.
You need to save it. I can only cast it once.
Yeah.
A day.
Yeah. So we gotta save his spell.
Let's put it to sleep and carry it to the free world. <roll. laughs> You could have a lion. He could have a beetle.
See, the problem is that if it's asleep, it's still gonna wake up and try to attack us. It doesn't matter.
Let's take it back to the end, dude.
Oh my god!
Okay, but Nuke, how are you contributing to this round? You just laugh at your companions for being such clowns, or?
Just gonna say, just crush the damn bug. Eat M&M.
All right, roll me your. All right, next, it's next round. So.
Oh my bad. Get it. Why are we fucking with this? I'm gonna murder this thing. Five.
All right, you guys go first this time.
All right, can I at least try to like untangle myself and try to like put it on?
Yeah,
the
just
beetle?
You spend the entire turn untangling yourself. You roll off the top of the beetle's shell, and you untangle yourself. So that's what you spend the entire turn doing.
Beetles can fly.
All right, who's next?
All right.
Okay. He's all set up for this. Go ahead. Go ahead, Ragnar. What are you going to do?
I'm over this.
All right.
I'm switching to the Morningstar.
Okay.
Right, go for it.
It's bash time. 15.
Oh. Yeah.
That's it?
You got him. Roll me a D8.
4.
He's looking pretty rough. Your damage at show, but nice, but it's still up. There's Darby, Bartholomew, Nuke. But you damaged it. It's hurt.
Let me whack it with a hammer.
Bring the hammer down. Roll me a d20.
I mean, is it slower, weaker? Can we try and catch it now?
I got a 6.
You missed. You're almost went. You're practically trying to hit your teammates now.
My bro, chill out.
Bartholomew, okay. Nuke.
Are we still trying to...
I
tame it, or we just go in to kill it?
Well,
now?
Go for it. If we can't get it, then might as well just go for it. I'm going to still try to, but you guys can go for the
I'll
kill.
I'll try next time. I'm going to hurt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I have a dagger. I want to charge the bug.
You're right next to it. You don't have to charge.
Huh?
You're right next to it.
I want to use my dagger.
Yeah, yeah.
And stab it in the head.
All right, go ahead. Roll me a d20.
11.
Yeah, you try to swipe at it. You try to go in, but it like bounces right off its hard shell.
Nice.
Nuke, you doing anything?
I guess since we're going to try to kill it now, I'm going to smack it with my quarterstaff.
Okay.
I got, you know, 10-foot reach. So
yeah, of course.
I'm out of melee range of it.
He's like...
Ugh. Yeah, you're going to poke it.
What?
Fuck.
You try to poke and you almost nudge Sivich in the face. You almost poke Sivich's eye. But the bug is mad. And he's going to turn to Ragnar, who did the most damage to him.
Of course.
And he's definitely going to miss.
All right.
So Ragnar or the beetle?
No, the beetle's attacking Ragnar.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Roll me a d6 for this next turn again. So.
2.
You guys go at the same time.
Oh.
Which means that beetle's going to attack Ragnar again. What's your AC again, Ragnar? 4?
4.
Okay. It is going to do...
I don't.
Hold on. He misses again. This guy's not doing so hot, but he's pissed off at you, Ragnar. But now it's your guys' half of the turn. All right, turn,
so can I use the own rope and then try to tackle him?
Try to lasso him?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll me a d20. Okay, who here's attacking? Who's attacking the beetle? Who's just deciding to give up on the beetle and walk away?
I pull out the hammer again.
All right, roll everybody who's gonna attack. Roll me your d20s right now.
Yes.
Okay. I'm also gonna.
I got a 17.
I got a 19. I'm going with the app now.
Okay.
I'm gonna
hit.
Try to lasso.
Hit.
Okay. Go ahead.
12. For my lasso.
You missed your lasso. What'd you get?
He's 19. Got
19.
Hit. Bartholomew, are you attacking this beetle or not?
Yeah.
Okay, roll me a d20.
I'm going to use my sword.
All right.
Try to pierce its shell.
All right, go ahead.
What's quarterstaff damage?
A d6.
20.
3 hits.
Okay.
So do a d6.
4 for my damage.
D6, what's yours? D4 or d6?
Mine is a 2 out of 6.
2.
Okay. Well, plus, it's a plus one sword. You're using plus one sword?
Yeah.
It's, that's a 3.
All right.
What are you doing?
4.
4? 3 and 4? Or 2, 2,
2, 1, and 4, right?
No, no 2, 3, and 4. Sivich, you watch as your companions just smash this bug to pieces. Just cover themselves in bug guts and everything.
Bruh.
All your hard work for nothing.
Again, I'm 10 feet away.
Yeah, you you jab it in the eyes, and these guys just go...
I clubbed it with a hammer, bro.
You smashed it, you cut it.
Can I at least, like, keep the skin?
It's in pieces.
It's in pieces.
It's these guys went to town on it. They just went. They went to.
Like, how big are these fragments?
Yeah, how big are these fragments?
Not enough. Not enough to. I would say not big enough to be of use.
What about the horn? Is the horn?
There's no horn on it. Just like a kind of big old dung beetle. Looks like a big old dung beetle. If you guys went up against a rhinoceros beetle, that would be very. That would be a TPK.
All right, then I don't care about the beetle. I thought it was a rhinoceros beetle. Then
okay. Fuck it, let's go.
Yeah.
Are we going to the door or are we going up the stairs?
What are you guys thinking?
To where the lion, where it couldn't open the door?
Yeah. Couldn't open the door? You guys want to go check that out?
Yeah, we should.
All right.
I'm leading the way. I go to kick the door open.
It's been open. I mean, you guys go forward.
Formation.
And then take... What's your formation again? Who's first?
I'm up front.
Okay, front.
Nate. Civic. Civic. Nuke. Me. And then okay. We got Homeboy in the back who could see in the dark.
Okay. You guys head back towards the stairs and go immediately to your left to the door. And you see you go down that hallway, you see the door. So
I open it. Go inside.
Roll me a D6 to see if you open it.
D what?
Was that a D6?
No, that's a D12.
All right, D6.
Damn it. 1.
You opened it.
Right,
you try the handle, jiggle a little bit, and you force it open. And as soon as you go in, roll me a D6 again, real quick.
5.
Now, as soon as you open the door, you see 5 caskets lying in the middle of this room. Ooh. The room is from your entrance. It goes on for about 20 feet, so it's 2 squares and then 3 squares sideways. So it's 6. It's another 6 square total rectangle.
Okay, another 6 square.
Yes. You see these caskets, Ragnar. And you suddenly see 2 of them moving. There's 5 caskets and 2 of them are starting to open up.
These better not be vampires.
What do you guys do?
Should we wait and see what it is?
Who's got oil?
I'm going to throw a fireball.
Light that fucking thing.
A Molotov.
All right.
Minus 1 oil.
Okay. Roll me.
I do want to see what comes out.
Though. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I want to see what comes out.
No.
Nothing good.
All right, you're right.
Okay, roll me a decent. All right.
You think it's going to open up and be like, hey, friends.
I just got a bag full of money. Do you want it?
Roll me your guys' initiative turn, because...
4.
You see the caskets open up, and the zombies, and you see 2 corpses come out wielding rusty swords, and they start shambling towards you.
Can't he control zombies?
He can.
No, he can call undead, and he can
turn them if he wants. And they begin immediately walking towards you, Ragnar and Sivich.
You want to unturn them?
Hold on. Since there are 2 of them,
I got what?
Ragnar.
You have your turn undead, don't you?
I'm a cleric. I should be able to talk to him, no?
Well, that's your turn undead thing. You're going to take... You take 6 damage. And...
Damn, these things cleared the room and hit me, like, instantly?
They're right, like, it's right in the middle of the room. They're not that far away.
Wait, how much did I take?
Not yet. The other one fucking trips on itself and, like, almost, like, in like misses you by a country mile.
What's your HP?
I die.
What?
Ragnar's gone. First of the party. Yes.
No.
Oh my god. No. Holy shit.
We gotta get his body.
Dude, can we put him in a bag of ice?
You could. You could do whatever you guys want with this
Ragnar.
Body. It's your guys'
what
turn.
His lion.
His lion is pissed. So okay. Guess what the lion's gonna do? It tries to swipe at the zombie who attacked him, and it just misses its pounce on it. Okay. You guys are up. You guys are up. What do
you
do?
Turn undead.
Yeah, turn undead. Come on, you have to do it so we can.
What
get
is the turn? What is turn undead?
Roll the d20 to see if you invoke your god. Ask him for a miracle.
I got a 15.
Ooh,
15. Oh yeah.
Carlos, please hear me.
No, I want to hear this. I want to hear this. This prayer. Hold on. I want to hear this. I want to hear this prayer. Now you put it that way.
Carlos, the one who's above all.
When he says my name.
Damn Ragnar life.
The zombies continue forward. Your god.
So he's one of them, right? Because he's dead, right?
No,
he's a zombie coming towards us, right?
That doesn't work like that. He's on the ground.
Okay. Where's...
You invoke your god. As he invokes my name, and then all the zombies continue.
Okay, 1 second. So it's the two zombies, right?
Yes.
There's five of them, no?
What about... Two. The other three coffins are...
Closed.
Closed?
They're not moving.
Okay, anyways, I'm going to cast sleep now.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
The zombies continue moving.
What is...
What?
The zombies are unaffected by your sleep magic.
How come?
Because they're zombies.
Oh God!
they're not alive.
All right,
Sivich,
I Bartholomew, got a cross.
Sivich Bartholomew.
How close will you is do? Sivich's body to me?
Right next to you. He's like these zombies are right up on your ass, man.
Okay, I need one of you guys to grab the body so I can just like.
Okay.
I'll put my shield up. I'll switch to my shield,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll just defend myself.
We have to carry our fallen comrade.
Yeah, we're gonna.
Bartholomew,
have to
you're up. You're defending all Bartholomew. Right.
Bro, I'm dead.
I'm gonna use my hand axe and kill one of the zombies.
You're running forward to hit one of these zombies.
Yeah,
go for it. You stand on top of or you stand above Ragnar's body to defend it. Go ahead, avenge your fallen comrade.
18.
You hit.
Does one of the two zombies?
Yes, sir.
Is it enough to kill?
We'll find out. Roll me a d6. Roll me a d6.
D6.
One. Fuck.
You like knock its eye out.
Yeah.
But it's hurt.
Uh-huh.
Roll me initiative now. So one of you guys, roll me the next initiative roll.
I'll do it.
All right.
Could one of his health potions bring me back?
You could try. You could definitely try to shove a health potion to see if that would work, but I mean,
how many do you have on you?
What was your niche?
One.
Sivich is going to start attacking you. It misses your shield. It tries to hit you, but it hits your rusty shield. Its rusty sword slams on your shield,
okay.
And you hold your position.
All right.
Bartholomew, the other zombie goes for you now. What's your AC again? Your armor class?
Leather armor?
Yeah, but I think it should, under AC it's up there. It should give a number. Yeah.
Oh, 7.
7? Yeah. It swings its rusty sword and nicks you for 1 damage.
Okay.
That's Darby. Darby. Nuke.
I'm like, I started off with 6 life?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
These guys are hurting bad. This world is dangerous.
Let me, I have a holy symbol.
That's your turn undead? Do you want to try that again? Do you want to try to turn undead or do you want to fight these dudes?
What is turn undead?
The thing you tried to do earlier on the last turn.
This time, told them do it with the real good.
You want to do it again?
What do I do if I turn
just
them
roll,
undead?
Just roll your d20.
I got a 14.
You invoke your god again, and the zombies do not give a shit about your god. Your power, your faith in your god is not strong enough. What do you do,
what
Nuke?
What the fuck? These super zombies. Because his first roll was Nuke. A 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God fucking. You gotta roll like a 20 to turn these away.
Nuke, you're up. What do you do on your turn? Do you... so far, Bartholomew, like you're behind these dudes. You're watching the Zarvi fail at turning these creatures, and Bartholomew and Sivich are up there, holding the line.
I'm gonna again. I got my 10-foot reach.
Uh-huh.
They're holding the line.
Yes.
So I'm gonna just go for
poke damage.
Reach smack.
Okay. Poke damage.
And it's gonna be a hit and run. It's like.
Go ahead. Backing up. Roll me your d20.
You messed up.
No. What is it? Come on.
Four.
You poke and you almost wang Sivich's head.
I'll be honest, I rolled a 6 the first time and I tried to quit.
You like try to shove in and you almost wang, you almost hit Sivich in the back of the head.
Goddamn. All right. Took a jack die.
Okay. Bartholomew. This zombie just hit you with his rusty sword. You're gonna have to get you might have to get that looked at.
You gotta get a tetanus shot.
Yeah.
So, what I'm thinking is, I take.
Oh, this, hold on. While you do that, go ahead.
I take Ragnar's horn bow, right? Mm-hmm. And then I shoot the zombie in the head with it.
You're like super up close. You really want to try that?
It'll do a shit ton of damage.
You're not legless. No, it won't.
Oh, it won't.
No. Both do shit damage up close. All right,
let me use my sword, and I try to cut its head off.
Okay, go for it.
All right. Oh, fuck.
Roll again.
One! Okay. You try to swing at your sword, and some of the blood in your ear, rolled in and as you were swinging it, went to your eyes and you missed. But as you do, Ragnar's lion comes clutch, and crushes the zombie in front of you to avenge his master. He's pissed. Lion is pissed, dude. He with a single swipe of his paw, with that single pounce, you see him rip the whole front of the zombie open, and it's down. You're down. You got one zombie, and it's the next round.
Okay. Swing that big ass sword, bro. All
right. So roll me your initiative.
I'm dead.
You can still roll if you're dead.
Yeah, go for it.
5.
You go first. What do you do, Sivich?
Can you try to turn undead again?
He's welcome to try.
Jonathan, please try to turn this fucker around.
John, he's so upset right now.
What do It'd I roll?
So much easier. Your
d20
you
again.
D20. Roll the d20. If you have it. Yep. This is your last. There's one more zombie.
20.
There you go.
The zombie looks at you. Finally, prettier guy. You're really like, please. I need you to come and clutch. My fellow cleric has fallen. Please. I know I'm not usually a boy. I am a praying man, but I really could use a miracle right now. The zombie sees you and it retches in horror as it's like, ah! And it begins to turn.
He's so pathetic.
He turns on, yes, he's so, he's like, cringe. He's
disgusting.
He says, dies of cringe. No, he turns around and heads to the other end of the room.
Okay.
Now you got the zombie on. You got the zombie on the run, even though it's cornered. It's going to just
beat
go anywhere.
The shit out of it from behind.
No, I would say just pick up Ragnarok's body and
kill the fucking thing. Get her loot. Get the fuck out.
I
got
that
long sword.
But there's still three other
resurrected.
There's still three other
caskets.
Yes.
I want to check Ragnar for a pulse.
What?
Check Ragnar for a pulse.
Yes, you can do that.
All right. Do I have to roll a dice?
You don't have to roll it. Just you spend the entire turn looking at Ragnar, checking him over, and that wound is fatal. He has, unfortunately, gone to Maliki. The lion is very pissed, and he's going to go after that zombie. He's definitely it's in revenge mode. So who's going to go after the zombie? So you've done your job. Who's going to go after the zombie? Because they're still running away.
One of your health potions wiped me back.
Do you still have the Black Lotus?
I do, actually. I still have the shot.
Do you
of
think
Blackface.
We could?
We have to return to base in order to make sure.
Every minute is crucial. The longer he's gone, the longer we cannot retrieve his soul.
Ragnar's lion attacks.
We have a potion and a spirit
and attacks that zombie, and it does major damage. But that zombie is definitely running away. He's practically dropped his sword and is trying to claw its way out of the room. This dead end.
All right. I want to put a shot of that Black Lotus
into Nathan.
Yeah.
Into Ragnar. Okay.
And see what happens.
And is there any way?
Nuke, what are you doing?
Can you put?
Wait.
The potion
can we? Wait. Yeah. Can we mix potions?
Can he dope him up with the Black Lotus and then inject him with the potion, the healing potion?
So mix potions.
You're welcome to try.
So one and then two.
Oh, no, he already used up his turn to, like, check a pulse. Nuclear, Civich, this is your part. You want to mix potions.
Yeah, I'll mix the healing potion with the
Black Lotus. Nuke, what are you doing? The zombie just turned away. Lion's doing his job.
I'm going to do the most useful thing that I can do at this time. And I'm going to loot the dead zombie.
Okay. Is there any way you could shoot, inject it into his heart like a insulin? That shit they did in fucking Pulp Fiction?
That's what he's trying to do.
Is there any way you could do that?
No. I think so.
You loot seven copper pieces from it. Still something. But you're mixing that potion, right?
It's only going to take 4,999 gold, 9 silver, and 3 more copper to get the resurrection for this guy.
You guys have charming spells. We could just try to charm one of those.
Nope, it's not memorized.
Well, after we get to base.
Can we rob him?
Okay, hold on. You mix your potions.
All right.
You see the health potion and the like react with the Black Lotus, and you see it turn a dark, inky purple.
What the fuck?
And it looks thick now.
What?
How do you inject it into the
boy? Okay, we're gonna
put it in his mouth.
Roll me your initiative.
Who?
Me.
Roll me your initiative.
I got a 4.
You guys go first again.
Okay.
What are you guys doing around the room?
Inject him with your poison. Inject him with your poison. Inject Ragnar with your poison.
All right, I'll give him...
You're going to open his mouth?
And then try to put the shot in there and see what happens. Just like a small... like
He took it from...
Okay.
Because he's got the...
I heard you the first time. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You do that, and at first you see no reaction. Nuke, what are you doing?
I'm going to look in the open coffin.
Oh, my God.
Well, the lion continues to fight the zombie.
I mean, goddamn, somebody help my fucking lion.
I know, right?
It's fighting the zombie.
Your lion's
go check those open coffins, and you see the usual things. It's rotted clothes and a couple of... Actually, what you took off of was probably that like nice little tribute that people like to leave on the bodies. So, way to go. You looted someone's family to like guide him into the afterlife.
No, I didn't take it.
Okay. You looked at it and...
I just looked at it.
Okay.
That looks nice.
All right. Bartholomew, what are you doing?
All right.
You watch a Civich... Put the concoction into Ragnar's mouth.
All right. Since that's already taken care of, I'm gonna attack the zombie.
You run across the room to egg the lion. Roll me a d20.
All right. Actually, I throw my hatchet. That's what I want.
Okay. You run halfway across the room and you roll me a d20.
All right.
What? What is it?
1.
Well, first off, that's a D12.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
It's that one.
Oh, okay.
2.
8.
Oh. It flies and gets like, and bounces off the wall near the zombie.
Is that counting as +2?
Yeah, it does a hatchet.
Okay.
So, Azari.
I got a silver holy symbol.
You've already turned them.
It says holy. I want to use the holy in the symbol. I want to put it on his fucking forehead or shove it down his fucking throat. I need him to come back now.
You mean
Ragnar?
Yes, the only dead we have.
Wait, because there's no reaction from the potion. We have to wait until the potion.
Well, let me kickstart his heart, dude, with a fucking silver cross.
I want you to understand that also he's half as smart as you. He has an 8
intelligence. I'm a nitwit.
You're twice as smart. You thought of this like
you think I'm going to be rational?
Yeah, but it turned into this purple
you
liquidy.
You see Nazdarby run over.
When I fell into a ditch, he helped me. When I fell into a ditch, he helped me. Fuck, he's lying. I want him.
He's shoving the holy symbol into his mouth and saying, Krogloff has to help you. You saved me. I have to save you. This is not the end. You watch him as he's just manhandling poor Ragnar's body. Okay.
I'm just going to look at everyone and go, oh, for fuck's
sake. And I'm going to roll
17 to smack that fucking zombie in the back of the head with my, 10-foot reach.
Roll me roll me your D6.
Six.
You break that zombie's neck and it just
hey, don't leave him hanging.
And he falls down.
Okay.
Smacks me.
Is there
there's a reaction.
Okay.
So there's a reaction.
Oh, there's a reaction.
Fucking zombie.
You see convulsions happen in Ragnar. And you see it happen a lot.
And come on, my butt! Come on, baby!
He spits the holy symbol back at this Darby. And he looks at you, and it's not the same Ragnar.
Ooh.
But he's alive.
Oh, he's not the way you think he is. And Ragnar, will you do me a favor and roll me a D20 quick?
Did you just make another fucking zombie?
Fucking four.
It lunges at Nazdarby.
It's like cold bodies, right? He could be a good zombie.
He lunges at Nazdarby and tries to swipe at him.
I could climb walls.
Now I'm curious about the poison.
Turn undead.
I could climb walls. Fuck all y'all. I created this beast. I'm going to run from it. Frankenstein's monsters. What do you want me to do? What can I do? I can climb the walls. I don't want to get hit. I got 2 HP.
Turn undead.
Go ahead.
What all is right. Turn undead?
You basically the make thing the zombie run away.
The thing that you've
away.
Been doing to make to repel the zombie, the undead.
That was me?
Yes.
They get scared and run away.
But he's my friend.
That's why. If you want to kill him, make him turn undead, and then he's going to run away. You don't have to kill him.
Is there any way I could
Nathan,
kill myself?
Nathan, roll me a D6. You're up against these guys now.
Three.
You guys roll your initiative.
All right, go.
I'm about to murder all of you guys.
One? Oh, my God.
Okay.
Ragnar.
This is why I stick with the app.
Again, because Nazdarby was shoving a holy symbol in your mouth, roll me a D20 to attack Nazdarby again.
Now, am I like something else, or am I just pissed because he's fucking deep throating me with this?
You're
symbol?
Something else.
God, oh, okay. Damn you.
12.
What's your AC again?
Oh, my AC is 7.
7. Oh boy. Do roll a D6 for me, Ragnar.
Oh, maybe not.
4.
you lunge and rip Nazdarby's throat out.
Why couldn't you just give me a regular?
And then it lunges and then it turns around and attacks you, Sivich. Go ahead.
Why couldn't you just give me a regular potion? Why'd you have to make
it? Hey, I still have my shield on me too, so
15.
Oh no.
What's your AC?
My AC is 3.
It tries. Oh no. Roll me another D6.
Let's go. 2. You got lucky.
Now roll me a D20, Sivich.
Okay.
Come on.
12.
12?
Yeah.
Regular
post. Oh my god. Sivich, as soon as Ragnar's hands reach out to you and try to rip at your face, you feel the cold touch of the grave and you go stiff. You freeze up. You're paralyzed.
I'm paralyzed? How did I get paralyzed?
You're paralyzed.
What the fuck?
The cold grip of death, it, like, did something about what Ragnar has become is so otherworldly. What do the elves do?
I'm like, can I roll to resist at all?
Oh, no.
Here's what I want to do.
I'm curious now what that...
You guys turn around. Your lion is, like, upset. It's confused.
Yeah.
It doesn't know what to do, but it knows it's not you anymore. I want. And you guys see the lion like growl at this Nate revenant, at this Ragnar revenant. Sorry.
I'm gonna attempt to communicate with the lion.
Okay.
And I'm gonna tell this lion, your friend needs to be put down.
Okay.
he is suffering right now. Give him eternal rest.
What do you do?
I want to try to
give you what's his name.
I want to try to pray to whatever entity I encountered during the lotus potion.
You wanna try to pray for it?
Yeah.
Roll me the 20 quick.
All right.
What is that?
What is it?
9, 6.
If it's 9. A little dot. Okay, hold on. That's not what you need. Yeah, that's a 9. You pray and you, like, you witness a lot of miracles today, mm-hmm. Bartholomew. But now is not the time. But back to Nuke. You look at Ragnar's lion. You tell him what you tell him. And it looks up at you with its big puppy dog eyes, and knows what must be done.
Run. You need to run. Run the yeah. fuck out of there.
And it actually grabs you, lifts you up like right with its mouth, like a cat would actually grab its like kitten.
Oh, okay.
And puts you up on its back, and calls to you, Bartholomew. So, roll me. So it's top of the initiative again. Nate, go ahead.
Go ahead.
15 again.
No, I mean,
initiate.
The initiative, the d6.
4.
4.
Attack him. What do you do, Civic?
Oh, thank God. 6.
Civic?
Civic, what do I do?
What do you do?
I'm paralyzed.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Roll me another d6.
Damn.
Roll me another d6.
Go.
5.
Oh.
He begins to rip into you, Civic.
All right.
And as he's distracted, as you see, you see Ragnar rip into Civic.
You have to do it.
The lion bolts out there and runs past Ragnar and begins to go back up the stairs. Do you follow him, Bartholomew? It's telling you to follow him, or do you want to die a hero's death to see you kill Ragnar to put him out of his misery?
No, I'm dead.
I follow.
Okay, you run past them.
And you're not even gonna pick up Jonathan's body.
And Ragnar.
There's nothing I can do.
Ragnar continues to just eat ceviche. He's ripping away, and you can see him as you run by. You can see him starting to chow down on ceviche. And you guys run back up, and you're back up the stairs on the second level as you can hear munching down the stairs, loud munching. What will you do now? Combat's over, as far as you know.
What are you guys going to do?
I'm getting the fuck out of here.
I'm enjoying my meal.
And I'm just going to
enjoy my meal.
I'm just going to keep petting the lion, saying, nice kitty.
Okay, so you're going to exit? When do you guys have to open that door?
No, remember, I wedged the door.
No, this is they're back upstairs
that's
now.
That's the
this
back
is
upstairs.
The other doors yeah. that were not wedged open, so they're going back upstairs. So one of you guys, if you guys want to get out of here, you got to start rolling to open some doors. So go ahead and start working together.
Go, dude. You got to keep going.
Stressful.
We're not done yet.
Early D&D. What do you... Go ahead, roll your D6, the square one. Early D&D is survival horror, dude.
5.
You elves try to wedge the door open, try your best. You're like panicking and it's not budging. Keep trying, I guess. The lion is going to make his own roll too. He's trying to save you guys. And it's just like head bashing it. So go ahead.
Keep going. You guys are the only team.
Go ahead. Come on.
You guys got to make it.
I can't believe you mixed the potions. Right.
What was it?
Now we know.
What'd you get?
Now we know.
All right. What about you, Bartholomew? Roll me a d6.
Now we know there's a fucking tainted health potion on the floor.
5.
5 again? It's that door is holding, man. It's like, but it's like you're wedging it more and more. Okay. The lion manages to like bust it open, and you guys keep going forward.
Keep going.
And the momentum from that lion just keeps like, just keeps like bursting through these doors. And
dude, this is like a horror at this point. Holy shit!
The best way I could a lot of people like to describe old school D&D is that it is survival horror RPG, pretty much.
We're sprinting, and you're still catching up, just like at a walking.
Oh no, no, he's. You can. I think you can safely assume that he's having a delightful meal.
He's eating my delicious body, and I'm singing a song as loud as I can.
Yeah, he's going to be really disappointed when he tears into Nazdavi because, you know, he's not as smart as Savitri. He doesn't have much in the brain.
That delectable brain is great.
That's not what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do is I'm going to grab the rest of that potion. I'm going to pour it in your body, and I'm going to pour it in Les Darby's body.
What? Can he do that? Can he do that?
No, he's a zombie. He doesn't have cognitive
Can he do that?
I can't tell you what happens next because you guys have to witness it.
Oh.
But let's just say that whatever...
You can tell me, though, because I'm doing it. We're going to talk all the way out.
I'll tell him what he does, but...
You're not gonna need this fucking potion alone.
Okay. So, technically, Sivich poured the whole potion down your throat.
That's not what he said.
I said
just a couple drops.
Yeah. Okay.
I said a shot.
Don't worry though. Trust me. I still know what I'm doing.
This party's about to get crazy, bro.
The lion.
Death knight.
The lion. Death knight. Tries to run in through the other into the other door the door holds itself this time. So you guys gotta help the lion, like get this door open now. You're one room away from getting out of there now.
Why the fuck am I rolling high now all of a sudden?
You got roll a six.
D6. Go ahead.
Four.
Your combined efforts force the door open and. You guys make
I'm
it through,
into
and then,
this
and
new
then
role,
the last,
bro.
And then the last door is the easiest one to open, of course. And you guys exit as safely as you could.
I want to scream.
And it is now. Hold on. And it is now. It is now the afternoon. It's like almost sundown, and you can definitely hear, not just Ragnar's scream, but you hear two other screams coming howling from the dungeon.
Howling.
You hear.
I think we hightail it to the Elven Town.
You guys didn't even pick up the potion.
Is way easier. way easier.
Yeah.
I thought you were.
We went into combat with like 15 bandits. I killed like fucking 5 of them. We took 5 points of damage to my 16.
What the fuck?
Bro, I had like 12 health. It's crazy. Now I have like 6.
I thought you said this mission was going to be profitable. Yeah.
I didn't realize that the two elves made it out all right. The two guys who had their little plan together.
I'm gonna tell them. Survivors. I was like, first off, you got a cut of our loot from the last one. That was 125 gold. Secondly,
that's true.
You got out of here with your life. That's fucking priceless.
I lost you guys in the process. Though.
You guys make your way back.
I wanted to scream.
You did. Go ahead.
For my lion.
Okay.
To return.
Okay. Oh, the fine. Lion hears like you as the two elves.
Lux.
As the two elves begin to walk, the lion stops and it turns around and it wants to go back to Ragnar. It really does, but it knows it's not him anymore. And it follows you guys. Now you got a lion chum.
Now you gotta look for John Luke.
Yes, sir. You gotta look for John Luke.
It's like fucking myself back.
And the Hobbit.
And you guys run. You guys make your way back to town with your lives intact, but your friends with your friends gone.
Hey,
which means it is XP time,
dude. Tell him what happened, Jonathan.
Jonathan, you're alive. Somewhat.
He got murdered, dude.
Damn.
This game is hardcore, so...
All right. If you're going to... I'm just going to end it here.
All right.
So while you guys get the XP and everything going, but they'll get the XP and stuff.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, we can just end the podcast here. They don't have to hear the XP part. But,
yeah. But so. We all died.
Except for the elves. Except the elves made the it elves out made all right.
Ironically, nuclear.
So, ironically, the most... Or the weakest one and the fucking one that just came in. But... we have new characters, so we'll see how that goes next time you guys listen to us. But yeah, we'll catch you guys all later.
Bows into the bone, there's darkness in your soul. You're cold, cold heart, you're cold, cold heart. Yeah, haunt me like a ghost that won't leave me alone. You're cold.